Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Si pueden tomar conmigo en sus Biblias, Hebreos, capítulo 6. It is a joy to say that. Es un gozo a decir esto. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. Hebreos capítulo 6, versículo 1. Therefore, let us leave the principal doctrine of Christ, or doctrines of Christ, and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God. Por tanto, dejando ya los rudimentos de la doctrina de Cristo, llevamos adelante a la perfección, no echando otra vez el fundamento del arrepentimiento de obras muertas, de la fe en Dios. Oramos. God, what a glorious image is placed in our mind from what we just sang. Oh, what a joy the day of the Lord will be for some. What a terror for others. God, it is the church and her responsibility to give ourselves diligently to your word, to attend to the means of grace, that we would be dressed and ready for that day. God, I pray that even so this morning, you would use your means and your church to do such thing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated, put in tomorrow's asiento. What a glorious thought we just sang. Que pensamiento tan glorioso acabamos de cantar. They will dwell in the presence of the Lamb. Estará en la presencia del Señor. Amen. Amen. But I want you to know that there are three types of people here this morning. Quiero que sepas que hay tres diferentes tipos de personas aquí esta mañana. There's the one who says, I long for the day of the Lord. Hay uno que dice, anhelo el día, Señor. But what is true from the prophet Amos is true of them. Pero lo que es verdad en el profeta Amos es verdad por ellos. Where he says this in chapter 5, 18 and 19, donde dice esto en capítulo 5, 18 and 19. Why do you look for the Lord, the day of the Lord? ¿Por qué buscas el día del Señor? It is terror and not good. Es un terror y no bien. It's as though a man is running from a lion and a bear meets him. It's como un hombre huyendo de un león y se confronta con un oso. It's as though a man coming home from work. It's como un hombre llegando de trabajar and he puts his hand on the wall to rest. He pone su mano sobre la pared para descansar and a viper bites him. Y un víbora lo pica. There are some that say, I can't wait for that day. Hay unos que dicen, no puedo esperar hasta este día. But you're in no way ready, pero no estás listo. Because you're not in Christ, porque no estás en Cristo. There's others, hay otros, who are in Christ, que están en Cristo. And they say, I can't wait for that day. Y dicen, no puedo esperar este día. But on that day when the trumpet sounds, pero en ese día cuando suena la trompeta, and the clouds are rolled back, y los nubes están enrollados, at that moment they lose everything they have. En este momento pierden todo lo que tienen. You see, they have faith. Lo ves que tienen fe. But in their little faith, in su poco fe, they've given themselves to accumulate things in the earth. Lo han dado a sus vidas a acumular cosas en esta tierra. They've given themselves to lesser things and not prepared for that day. Lo han entregado sus vidas a cosas menores y no han preparado para este día. And as it says in Corinthians, como dice en Corintios, they will pass through the fire and everything will be burnt up. Van a pasar el fuego y todo va a ser quemado. And then there are some, y hay unos, who as well say, I long for that day. Que dice, yo anhelo ese día. And they have given themselves to prepare themselves. Han dado sus vidas para prepararse. They have seen the end, han visto el final, and said, my end is to glorify Him. Y dijeron, mi fin es a glorificar a Él. They've seen their end as the praise of His glorious grace. Lo han visto su fin como la alabanza de la gloria de su gracia. And they've made provisions. lo han hecho profesiones. They've made it a resolve, lo han hecho una resolución, to ready themselves for their groom, alistarse por su novio. It reminds me of the end of the book of Revelation. Me recuerdo el final del libro de Apocalipsis in chapter 21, verse 2. Capítulo 21, versículo 2. He says, "And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven." Listen. "Prepared as a bride adorned for a husband." Dice, "Y yo Juan vi la santa ciudad, la nueva Jerusalén, descender del cielo." Escucha. "Dispuesta como una esposa ataviada para su marido." Did you hear that? ¿Escuchaste esto? "I saw the kingdom of God, lo vi el reino de Dios, and she was dressed, estaba vestido, as a bride for her husband." Como una novia para su novio. As a wife for her husband. Como una esposa para su marido. I want you to know, quiero que sepan, this could be today. Podría ser hoy. Jesus says, "I will come like a thief in the night. No one knows the day or the hour." Jesús dijo, "Yo voy a venir como un ladrón en noche. Nadie sabe el día ni hora." He dice, "Behold, I'm coming quickly. He aquí, vengo pronto." Now, you ask, what does it mean quickly? Tú preguntas, ¿qué quiere decir pronto? Well, I don't know. Yo no sé. But I know this. It's quick. Pero sé esto es pronto. Yeah, but it's been 2,000 years. Pero si los 2,000 años. It's quick. It's pronto. Peter reminds us, Pedro nos recuerda. He's faithful to his promise. Él es fiel a su promesa. He will come back. Él va a regresar. So let me ask you. Déjame preguntarte. Is this what you look like? ¿Eso es como ves tú? A bride readied for her husband. Una esposa lista por su marido. We are called to be built up into the perfect man. Estamos llamados a ser edificados al hombre perfecto. We are called to ready ourselves. Estamos llamados a listarnos. How? ¿Cómo? How do we ready ourselves? ¿Cómo listamos nosotros mismos? It's kind of like when you have a child or your wife's pregnant. It's como cuando tu esposa está embarazada. And you're watching her stomach grow these 9 months. Estás viendo su panza crecer los 9 meses. And the bigger her stomach gets, el más grande que llega su panza, the more unready you think you are. El menor listo crees que eres. Don't let this day be like that. No dejas que este día será así. What is your diet getting ready for that day? ¿Cuál es tu dieta listándote por este día? Is it milk or is it solid food? ¿Es leche or is it comida sólido? I want to look at our text this morning. Quiero que miramos nuestro texto esta mañana. The text starts off with a great word, therefore. In Greek, it's Dio. El texto empieza con una gran palabra, por tanto, en el griego es Dio. And this word's always important in the text. Esta palabra siempre es importante en el texto. It's telling us the context of why it's there. Está diciéndonos un contexto por cual está ahí. And the context here can be two ideas. El contexto aquí puede ser dos ideas. What follows could be an inference of what was just stated. Lo que sigue puede ser una inferencia a lo que acaba de decir. He could be saying what I just said, therefore. Él puede decir lo que acaba de decir, entonces. Por tanto. Or it could be the effect of a resolution caused by it. Or puede ser el efecto por una resolución causado por ella. He could be saying, because of this, this is coming. Por esto, este vienen. So here we have the word therefore. Aquí tenemos la palabra por tanto. And it's either the duty will then follow, es uno o dos, el deber va a seguir, or it's seeing this, then I'm resolved to do this. Viendo esta, entonces estoy resuelto a hacer esta. Now, here expressed in this phrase, and aquí expresado en esta frase, is in the plural, leaving. Es in the plural, dejando. Now, en español es diferente. So, in English, it says, we are leaving. Let us leave. Dejarnos ir. En inglés es nota muy bien el plural, pero en español no se nota tanto el plural. Dejando está el verbo está en el plural. So Paul is either assuming himself to the Hebrews as his work. Pablo uno y dos está asumiendo él a los hebreos como su trabajo. He's either saying, let us leave together. Dejarnos ir tanto, so I'm going to lead you where we need to go. Voy a llevar donde debemos ir. Or, he's saying, or está diciendo, we need to move on to solid food. Necesitamos movernos a comida sólida. All together, todos juntos. So I don't think we need to spend a lot of time trying to figure this out. No creo que necesitamos gastar tanto tiempo para resolver esto. This letter, we'll see both. Durante esta carta vamos a hacer los dos. One, I'm going to lead you. Uno, yo te voy a llevar. And two, let us grow together. Y dos, crecemos juntos. We look back at verse 11. Si miramos versículo 11. About this we have much to say, and it's hard to explain, so you become dull of hearing. Dice, acerca de esto tenemos mucho que decir, y es difícil de explicar por cuanto os habéis hecho tardos de oír. So, we see Paul's resolution to teach. Vemos la resolución de Pablo a enseñar. He wants to teach them. Él quiere enseñarlos. I have much to teach you. Tengo mucho por decirte. But if we look to verse 9 in chapter 6, pero si miramos versículo 9 en capítulo 6, he says this, dice esta. Therefore, we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. Dice en versículo 9, pero en cuanto a vosotros, oh amados, estamos persuadidos de estas de cosas mayores, y que pertenecen a la salvación, aunque hablamos así. And so you see his desire that they would grow. Entonces vemos su deseo que ellos crecen. And that they not continue in slothfulness, y que no siguen en flojería. So, the context of these people is very important here. El contexto de esta gente es demasiado importante aquí. So, many of these people are still engaged in the ceremonial law. Mucha de esta gente todavía están invocados en la ley ceremonial, the ceremonies of the Old Testament, or the ceremonies del Antiguo Testamento. So, I take the position that Paul wrote this letter. Yo tomo la postura que Pablo escribió esta carta on his third missionary journey, en su tercer viaje misionero, where he ended in Italy, donde él terminó en Italia. And if you go and study the Paul's missionary journey, si vayas a estudiar los viajes de misiones de Pablo, around 50 to 65 A.D., en alrededor del año 50-65, Paul finished his third missionary journey in Italy. Pablo terminó su tercer viaje misionero en Italia, which would make sense in chapter 13, the letter is written from Italy. Que da sentido en capítulo 13, esta carta fue escrito de Italia. And therefore the Jerusalem temple had not been destroyed. Entonces el templo de Jerusalén no está destruido. And so many of these people would still attend the ceremonies. Entonces mucha de esta gente todavía estaban asistiendo los ceremonios en el templo. And Paul is telling them, y Pablo está diciéndolos, that the priesthood of Aaron, que el sacerdocio de Aarón, was just a shadow. Solo era una sombra. Something greater is here. algo mayor es aquí. The reality is here. La realidad está aquí. So, of this, he and Timothy, who they will see, de este, él y Timoteo, quien van a venir, since he's been released, porque ha sido suelto de la cárcel. We have much to say, he says. De este tenemos mucho por decir. Paul and Timothy, lots to say about this. Pablo y Timoteo, mucho por decir de esto. So, we can see both a resolve to teach. Podemos ver los dos. Una resolución a enseñar and a need to learn. Y una necesidad de crecer and to grow y crecer y aprender. Here's what I want you to see here. Esto es lo que quiero que veas aquí. They weren't fully convinced. No estaban convencidos completamente that this old covenant is done away with. Que este antiguo pacto estado pasado. Because they're still attending to the ceremonies. Todavía están asistiendo los ceremonios. And so they're still involved. Todavía están involucrados. They weren't sure. No estaban seguros of the mosaical institutions being ceased. De los instituciones mosaicas siendo cesados. It's the very thing that this letter deals with. Es la mera cosa que esta carta se trata. Here's the sacrificial system. Aquí es el sistema sacrificial. Here's the ones who offer it. Aquí es los que son ofrecen esto. The rest of this letter is going to expose that. El resto de esta carta va a exponer esto. So Paul, starting here, says, therefore. Pablo empezando aquí, diciendo, por tanto. Something better than Moses has come. Algo mayor que Moisés ha venido. The reality is here. The realidad está aquí. Give all your attention to that. Entonces, das toda tu atención a esto. Specifically, the priesthood of Christ. Específicamente, la sacerdocia de Cristo. Therefore. Por tanto. So he says, therefore, showing, está diciendo, por tanto, showing that Christ has come, Cristo ha venido, and we now have a priest, ahora tenemos un sumo sacerdote, not like the Aaron priesthood, no como el sacerdote de Aaron. Give yourselves to that. Darte esa. I want you to know this. Quiero que sepas esta. I want you to eat of that. Quiero que comas de esta. You're going to have to stop being lazy. Pero vas a tener que dejar de ser flojo. This next word is the problem word. Siguiente palabra es palabra de problema. To leave. Dejando. It means to leave behind. Quiere decir dejar atrás. To pass by. A pasar. So, you're walking down the street and you're just passing it by. Estás caminando en la calle y solo estás pasando. In some instances, it even means divorce. En unos instantes, aún quiere decir divorciar. That's not how it's used here. No es como está usado aquí. So, the word is not being used to say abandon. La palabra no está usado para decir abandonar. He's not saying, let us abandon these things. No está diciendo dejarnos abandonar esas cosas. There's a necessity that pastors are to continually remind the church of the first principles. Hay una necesidad que los pastores constantemente tienen que recordar de los principios. Right? You have all these Bible studies. Go back to the basics. Tienes todos los estudios bíblicos. Regresa a los básicos, right? That's part of the work of the pastor. It's in part the obra del pastor to remind us of the first things all the time. A recordarnos constantemente de los principios. Not only for those who need milk. No solamente para los que necesitan leche. But also for the mature, pero también para los maduros. So let me give you an example. Déjame dar un ejemplo. Brother Edwin this evening is going to preach John 3:16. Hermano Edwin esta tarde va a predicar Juan 3:16. Maybe even some of you said, well, I don't have to come. I know the verse. Tal vez unos de ustedes dicen, yo no tengo que venir. Yo conozco el versículo. Ah, I memorized that 3 years old. Yo memoricé esta en 3 años de edad. For many of us, it was the first verse we ever learned. Por muchos de nosotros, era el primer versículo que aprendimos. And maybe we have the idea, that's a children's verse. Tal vez tenemos la idea, es un versículo para niños. It's one of the deepest scriptures in the entirety of the Bible. Es una de las escrituras más profundas en toda la Biblia. The best sermon I've ever read in my whole life is on that verse. Mejor sermón que he leído en toda mi vida está en ese versículo. John Flavel, Juan Flavel. There was a theologian, if you'd call him that. Había un teólogo, si quieres decir así. Named Karl Barth. Se llama Karl Barth. He was a bad theologian. Era un mal teólogo. And to express his bad theology, he wrote 12 volumes. Para expresar su mal teología, escribió 12 volumes. They're called the dogmas. The dogmatics. Son llamados dogmáticos. Dogmáticos. And over 12,000 pages, something like that. Más de como 12,000 páginas, algo así. All of his theology, toda su teología. So, he wrote a whole lot on theology. Él escribió mucho sobre teología. He was an open theist, era un teista abierto. But he said something very profound one day, pero dijo algo muy profundo un día. Almost to the end of his life, casi al final de su vida, they asked him, Mr. Barth, ellos preguntaron, Señor Barth, you've written so much on theology. Has escrito tanto sobre teología. What is the most important theological statement to you? ¿Cuál es el dicho más importante teológico a ti? And he says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesús me ama, yo sé esto, porque la Biblia dice así. And he quoted a children's song. Y citó una canción de niños. The point here is that these principles are the foundation of our faith. El punto aquí es que esos principios son el fundamento de nuestra fe. We must always have the foundation. Siempre debemos tener el fundamento. We should have the foundation rock solid. Debemos tener sólido como una roca nuestro fundamento. Pero, we should always be building on top of it. Siempre debemos estar edificando sobre esto. The gospel is simple enough for a child. Evangelio es tan simple para un niño. A child can learn, look to the Lord Jesus and be saved. A niño puede aprender, mira Señor Jesucristo y ser salvo. The simplicity of the gospel, the simplicidad de Evangelio. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. De tal manera Dios ama el mundo que ha dado su Hijo unigénito. And yet the gospel is so profound. En el mismo tiempo, el Evangelio es tan profundo. Too profound even for eternity. Aún de más profundo que eternidad. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only Son. De tal manera Dios amó el mundo, que ha dado su unigénito. Let me make a couple of points here. Déjame hacer unos puntos aquí. It's important, and the duty of pastors. It's importante el deber de pastores. That the doctrine that they preach is true. Que la doctrina que ellos predican es verdad. So, the pastor must be right in what he preaches. El pastor debe ser correcto en lo que predica. But it also is their responsibility, pero también es su responsabilidad, that the doctrine would be seasonable to the hearers. Que la doctrina será de temporada de los oyedores. There's two things he must consider. Hay dos cosas que él debe considerar. So, Paul writing this letter to them, Pablo escribiendo esta carta, he says, I want to share these things with you. Quiero enseñar esas cosas. But you need someone to give you milk. Pero necesitas que alguien te da leche. He must consider the condition of his hearers. debe considerar la condición de sus oidores. He must not only consider those of solid food. No solamente debe considerar los de comida sólida, but the ones who have a need of milk as well. Pero los que tienen necesidad de leche también. And I want to tell you, that's not easy. Quiero decirte, eso no es fácil. Pastor must be faithful, as Paul exhorted Timothy. El pastor debe ser fiel, como Pablo exhortó a Timoteo. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Procurar con diligencia presentarte a Dios aprobado como obrero, que no tienen que de que avergonzarte, que usa bien la palabra de verdad. He must work hard in the study. Debe trabajar duro en el estudio. Trust the Holy Spirit to bear these things to the church. Y cargar al Espíritu Santo a poner esas cosas en la iglesia. One man put it like this. Un hombre lo puso así. A pastor stands between two worlds. El pastor se para entre dos mundos. Eternity and the kingdom of this world. Eternidad y el reino de este mundo. So first, he must consider the hearers. Debe considerar los oidores. Second, he must consider the circumstances. Segundo, debe considerar los circunstancias. He must consider where people are going and what they're going through. Debe considerar dónde van la gente y qué están pasando. That's why Paul says you become dull of hearing. Professor Pablo says llegado a ser tardo para oír. You should be teachers. Debe ser maestros. I've considered your circumstances. He considerado tus circunstancias. You've had opportunity to grow. Has tenido oportunidad de crecer. He does a great job in this letter of considering them. Hace buen trabajo en esta carta considerando ellos. He knows the people. Conoce la gente. He sees their lack of growth. Ve su falta de crecimiento. I'll say this, yo digo esto, this is the importance of being part of a good church. Esto es importante de ser parte de una buena iglesia. To have a pastor that considers. A tener un pastor que considera. A pastor who prays. Un pastor que ora. A pastor who considers your heart and your circumstance. Alguien, un pastor que considera tu corazón y tu circunstancia. Especially from the pulpit. Especialmente del púlpito. Segundo. Now, this might sound odd, but let me finish before you throw stones. Tal vez esto suena raro, pero antes que tires piedras, escucha. There are some doctrines or truths. Hay unas doctrinas o verdades that can be omitted for a season. Que pueden ser dejados para una temporada. So, there's a parallel passage to this passage. Hay un pasaje paralelo a este pasaje. We'll see it in a minute. Vamos a verlo en un momento. But Paul says this. Pablo dice esto to the church of Corinthians. A la iglesia Corintio. I fed you with milk and not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready. Os di a beber leche y no vianda, porque aún no erais capaces, ni sois capaces todavía. So, he says, I didn't give you the solid food, I gave you milk. Él dijo, yo no te di comida sólida, te di leche, because you couldn't handle it, porque no puedes aguantarlo. No estabas listo, you weren't ready. So there's times when a doctrine may be omitted. A veces cuando una doctrina puede ser dejado for a season, por una temporada, because of the hearers or the circumstances, por los que oyen or los circunstancias. But there's never a time, nunca hay un tiempo, there's never a reason, no hay ni una razón, that the doctrine of Scripture should be left out. Que ninguna doctrina de Scripture debe ser dejada. Do you understand? ¿Entienden? Maybe for a season, you just can't handle it. Tal vez por una temporada no puedes aguantarlo. Maybe the circumstances just aren't right. Tal vez las circunstancias no están bien. But at some point, we got to get there. Pero en un punto tenemos que llegar ahí. We must preach the whole counsel of God. Tenemos que predicar todo el concilio de Dios. Maybe we can just touch on this because you're not ready. Tal vez podemos tocar esto porque no estás listo. But our point is that you get ready. Pero nuestro punto es que ya te pones listo. Churches have been built today. Iglesias están edificadas hoy. Leaving out doctrines. Dejando doctrinas. We're purposely not going to go there. A propósito, no vamos a ir ahí. That's not what Paul's doing. No es lo que está haciendo Pablo. I'm going to feed you milk. Voy a darte leche. Until you're built up to have this other. Hasta que estás edificado a tener ese otro. And so we come to the next phrase. Entonces llegamos a la siguiente frase. First, or the beginning doctrine of Christ. Los rudimentos de la doctrina de Cristo. So first, I want you to note that the title here, Christ. Primero que notas que el título aquí, Cristo, it's not to be taken personally. No debe ser tomado personalmente. He's not saying, I want to leave the first principles of the person of Christ. No está diciendo, quiero dejar los rudimentos de la persona de Cristo. It's not to be taken personally. No debe ser tomado personalmente. It's to be taken using this word to refer to something else. Usando esta palabra a referir a otra cosa. Let me explain. What Paul means by Christ, lo que Pablo quiere decir por Cristo, is the gospel, is evangelio. He's summing up the gospel with the name Christ. Él está resumiendo evangelio con el nombre de Cristo. So, I want to leave the first principles. Quiero dejar los principios rudimentos de Cristo, of the gospel. First principles of the gospel. So segundo. My reaction is as yours. Mi reacción es como tuyo. What? Okay, you want me to leave what? ¿Quieres que dejo qué? You want me to move on from what? ¿Quieres que yo muevo de qué? There's just something that doesn't sit right with me. Hay algo que no cae bien en mí saying I'm going to leave anything of Christ. Diciendo que yo voy a dejar cualquier cosa de Cristo. But like we said in Sunday school, it's the Word of God. Pero como dijimos en Escuela Dominical, es la Palabra de Dios. This phrase isn't an error. Esta frase no es un error. There's not a secret meaning in the Greek text that means something other than what it says. No hay algo significado escondido en el griego que quiere decir de algo que no es. So what do we do leaving the first principles of Christ? ¿Qué hacemos con dejando los rudimentos de Cristo? So let me help you see the point of leaving. Déjame ayudarte a ver el punto de dejar. I want you to go with me to the parallel passage of this passage. Quiero que vayas conmigo al pasaje paralelo de ese pasaje in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, or 1 Corinthians chapter 3, de 1 Corinthians capítulo 3. 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, 1 Corinthians capítulo 3. Paul is writing one of the hardest letters to the church. Pablo está escribiendo una de las cartas más fuertes de la iglesia. The book of 1 Corinthians is a rod of iron. El libro de 1 Corinthians es una vara de fierro. It is a reproach. Es un reprende. The book of 1 Corinthians is repent. El libro de 1 Corinthians es arrepiéntete. You have so many people today that say, oh, we just want to act like the first church. Hay tanta gente hoy que dicen, queremos portar como la primera iglesia. Like the one at Corinth? Como la iglesia en Corinth? They had some issues. Tenían unos asuntos. It was a difficult place. Era un lugar difícil. Paul had given himself to these people. Pablo ha entregado su vida a esta gente. And in chapter 2, he tells them that his resolve is one. En capítulo 2, él dice, mi resolución es uno. I desire to not know anything among you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. No deseo hacer nada entre ustedes, solo Jesucristo y Él crucificado. My desire is that when you think of me, mi deseo es que cuando pienses de mí, that you think all He knows is Christ. Es que pienses, solo conoce Cristo. That was Paul's disposition. Era la disposición de Pablo. Christ and Him crucified. Cristo y Él crucificado. He'd given his life to study Christ, to be prepared to teach the people. Le ha dado su vida a estudiar Cristo para ser listo para enseñar la gente. Then in chapter 3, he says this. En capítulo 3, dice así. Let's look at 1 and 2. Miramos 1 y 2. But I, brothers, could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not solid food, you were not ready for it. And even now you are not yet ready. Dice, de manera que yo, hermanos, no pude hablaros como a espirituales, sino como a carnales, como a niños en Cristo. Os di a beber leche y no vianda, porque aún no eres capaces, ni sois capaces todavía. So we have here the same idea from chapter 5 in Hebrews. Tenemos la misma idea aquí que capítulo 5 de Hebreos, which Paul says about this, we have much to say. De esto tenemos mucho por decir. But you ought to be eating meat, solid food, pero debes estar comiendo comida sólida. But this time you're still drinking milk, pero todavía estás tomando leche and you have a need for milk. Y tienes necesidad de leche. You ought to be teaching others. Debes estar enseñando a otros. Still need milk, pero todavía necesitas leche. And then look at verses 10 and 11 here in this passage. Después miras versículo 10 y 11 en este pasaje. According to the grace of God given me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. Let each one care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Dice, versículo 10 y 11, conforme a la gracia de Dios que me ha sido dado, yo como perito, arquitecto, puso el fundamento, y otro edifica encima, pero nadie puede poner otro fundamento que el que está puesto, el cual es Jesucristo. So, you have a problem here. Tienes un problema aquí. There's a problem in the church in Corinth. Hay un problema en la iglesia Corintio. One says, well, I like Apollos better than Paul. Uno dice, yo me cae mejor Apollo que Pablo. I like this one rather than this one. A mí me gusta más este que este. And Paul says, stop being foolish. Pablo dice, deja de ser necio. You think you're so mature saying, I am for Apollos. Piensas que estás tan maduro diciendo, yo soy por Apolo. But you still need milk. Todavía necesitas leche. Why? ¿Por qué? You haven't understood that Christ is the foundation. No has entendido que Cristo es el fundamento. And no one did that but God. Y nadie hizo esto, solo Dios. So the idea is this. La idea es esto. There's a foundation. Hay un fundamento. And on that, the house should be built. Y sobre esto, la casa debe ser edificado. So, it's like Paul saying, I want to help you build yourself up. It's como Pablo diciendo, yo quiero ayudarte, edificarte. But you still need a foundation. Pero todavía necesitas este fundamento. You still need to learn the basic principles of Christ so that we can start building up. Todavía necesitas los principios de Cristo para que podamos edificar. So the idea of leaving is not neglecting, but maturing. Entonces la idea de dejar no es negar, pero madurar. The doctrine of Christ is so profound. doctrina de Cristo es tan profunda that all of eternity will not be enough time. Que toda eternidad no será suficiente tiempo. In Revelation, it says he has a name on his back that no one knows. In Apocalipsis, dice que tiene un nombre aquí atrás que nadie sabe. So, it's so profound, the doctrine of Christ, tan profunda la doctrina de Cristo, that an eternity of eternities is not enough. Que una eternidad de eternidad no es suficiente. We must give ourselves to study. Debemos dar nuestras vidas para estudiar, to learn, aprender, to grow, a crecer, and to apply what we hear, aplicar lo que escuchamos. That we would be built up into the perfect man, para que seamos edificados al hombre perfecto. So the end in our text in Hebrews, return there with me, al final de nuestro texto en Hebreos, regreses conmigo, says, vamos adelante a la perfección, dice, to go on to maturity. The same word that Paul uses in Ephesians 4. Es la misma palabra que Pablo usa en Efesios 4. That you would be built up into the perfect man. Para que seas edificado al hombre perfecto. The idea in the text of Scripture, la idea del texto de Escritura, so that you don't remain an infant in Christ, para que no quedes como un infante de Cristo, but that you would be built up, pero que seas edificado, that you would grow in your faith, que creces en tu fe, that you would grow in your resolve, que creces en tu resolución, that you would grow in obedience, que creces en obediencia. So Paul's writing, Pablo está escribiendo, the Corinthians and Ephesians and Hebrews, a Corinthians, Ephesians, Hebreos, I want you to be built up and be mature. Quiero que seas edificado y maduros. So I want you to see the process. Quiero que veas el proceso. First, Christ is preached. Primero, Cristo está predicado. It's Christ, the foundation. It's Cristo fundamental. There's not another gospel. No hay otro evangelio. If somebody came to you with another, they're accursed. Si alguien viene con otro, están malditos. There's only one gospel. So hay un evangelio. And it's upon that gospel that the foundation's laid. It's sobre ese evangelio que el fundamento está puesto. Segundo. Christ is preached to the church. Cristo está predicado a la iglesia. That she would be built up. Que ella será edificado. That happens through the grace that God gave to the church. Esa pasa por la gracia que Dios dio a la iglesia. That He gave to the church gifts que Él dio a la iglesia dones. That's what He says in Ephesians 4. Es lo que dice en Efesios 4. He, on His ascension, gave the gifts to the church. En su ascensión dio dones a la iglesia so that you would be built up para que seas edificado. One of those gifts to these Hebrews is Paul. Uno de los dones a los Hebreos es Pablo. I have much to say, he says. Tengo mucho de decir. We, him and Timothy, nosotros, él y Timoteo, they were given to the church, dado a la iglesia. But you won't hear it. Pero no lo escuchas. Christ is preached to the church, and the church is built upon that foundation. Cristo es predicado a la iglesia está edificado. Matured, madurado. Why Christ, 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 Christ? I don't know if some of you remember this. Yo no sé si unos recuerdan eso. When we started the book of Colossians, cuando empezamos el libro de Colosenses, it was my fourth Sunday here. Era mi cuarto domingo aquí that we started Colossians, que empezamos Colosenses. And I told you, les dije, the only thing it has to offer is Christ. La única cosa que tiene que ofrecer es Cristo. If you want something else, you're going to have to go somewhere else because it doesn't have anything else. Si quieres otra cosa, vas a tener que ir a otro lugar porque no hay otra cosa. Halfway through the book, I reminded you of that. Mitad del libro te recuerda de esto. And then we took the book of Hebrews. Después tomamos el libro de Hebreos. But before we took Hebrews, I noticed something. Antes que tomamos Hebreos, yo noté algo. There's a pull from this world. Hay una jalada de este mundo. Man, if you did a sermon like this, si se un sermón así, or if you maybe put some strings up and kind of flying into the sanctuary on Sunday morning, si tú pusiste una cuerda y viniste volando al santuario domingo de mañana, you could fill this place up. Por eso no hay este lugar. So I know that the preaching will get weary. Yo sé que la predicación se llega a ser una carga. So we had a pulpit built. Hicimos un púlpito. And knowing that, we put a warning to the preacher. Sabiendo esto, pusimos una advertencia al predicador. Preach Christ with Christ to the glory of Christ. Predicas Cristo con Cristo a la gloria de Cristo. That'll keep us in line, huh? Esto va a mantenernos la línea, ¿no? We're weak. Somos débiles. So we put one more up here. Pusimos otro aquí. Right above your notes. Arriba de tus notas. So that you're just reminded every time. Para que recuerdes todos los tiempos. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Señor, queremos ver Jesús. That's it. Es todo. We're almost halfway through the book of Hebrews. Estamos casi a la mitad del libro de Hebreos. We started in 2020. Empezamos en 2020. In November. And I can tell you this. Puedo decirte esto. It's only offered Christ. Solo ha ofrecido Cristo. It's only going to offer Christ. Solo va a ofrecer Cristo. Why? ¿Por qué? The pattern is this. The patrón es esta. Christ is laid as a foundation in the gospel. Cristo está puesto como fundamento evangelio. The church is built up through the doctrine of Christ, through the preached word. La iglesia está edificada a través de la doctrina de Cristo por la palabra predicada. And third, y tercera, the end is beautiful. El final es hermoso. The church is built on Christ. La iglesia está edificada sobre Cristo. Ready to be presented to the Father. Listo a ser presentado al Padre. That's the idea of leaving here. Es la idea de dejar aquí. That's what he means. That's what he quiere decir. I want us to grow. Yo quiero que crecemos. Let me note something here. Déjame notar algo aquí. You can believe whatever you want to about the author of Hebrews. Puedes creer lo que quieres del autor de Hebreos. This doctrine is Pauline. Esta doctrina es Pauline. Paulino. It's the same thing he told the Corinthians. Es la misma cosa que dijo a los Corinthians. It's the same thing he told the church in Ephesus. Es la misma cosa que él dijo en Ephesus. The end is that you'd be built up, mature, perfected. El final que será edificado, madurado, perfeccionado. The point of the word preached, el punto de la palabra predicado, is to lead you there. Es llevarte ahí. Let me ask a couple of questions. Déjame hacer unas preguntas. Do you have a foundation? ¿Tienes un fundamento? Are you here this morning and maybe you're just like, man, I just don't get anything. Tal vez estás aquí esta mañana y dices, no saqué nada. Is there a foundation of Christ laid in your life? ¿Hay un fundamento de Cristo dejado en tu vida? Or is your life built on the hope of this world? Or tu vida está edificado sobre la esperanza de este mundo. Are you just chasing whatever you can gain here? ¿Solo estás buscando lo que puedes ganar de aquí? I want you to know the end. Quiero que tú sepas el final. It's to fall into the hands of the justice of God. It's caer en las manos de Dios justo. Segundo. Are you merely a foundation? ¿Solo eres un fundamento? Are you just a base? ¿Solo eres un base? You remember when we were studying Zechariah? ¿Recuerdas cuando estamos estudiando Zacarías? And they stand at the foundation of the new temple. Y paran en el fundamento del nuevo templo. And the old men cry. Los hombres viejos lloran. Because they remember the glory of the Temple of Solomon. Can you recuerden the glory of the Temple of Solomon? Do you stand in the mirror and just say,
I'm just not growing. No estoy creciendo. Let me give you the factor here. Déjame darte el medio aquí. It's the Word of God. It's the Palabra de Dios. If you take your life and say, oh, I just want to be built up into the perfect man. See, tú tomas tu vida y dices, yo solo quiero ser edificado hombre perfecto. But you deny the very means of grace God gave you to grow, pero niegas los medios de gracia que Dios te dio para crecer, you can't grow. No puedes crecer. You're not hearing. No estás escuchando. You can't say, I want this, and not pursue it. No puedes decir, yo quiero esto y no perseguirlo. Third, tercera. Are you being built up? ¿Estás siendo edificado? Maybe it's slow. Tal vez es lento. Maybe it's more. Tal vez es más. But can you look back at your life? Puedes mirar tu vida. You say, there's a foundation, un fundamento, and I'm starting to see some walls. Estoy empezando a ver un poco de muros. And I can see what the Lord's doing. Yo puedo ver que el Señor está haciendo. Don't stop. No, Paul looking at his own life. Pablo mirando su propia vida. I've not made it. No ha alcanzado, but what I do is leave that behind, and I'm going forward. Lo que hago es dejar esto atrás y me sigo adelante. I want more of Christ. Yo quiero más de Cristo. That's what Paul is desiring for the church. Look at Pablo studying for the iglesia. What's the solution? ¿Cuál es la solución? The Word of God. La Palabra de Dios. He gave us His Word to build us up. Nos dio su palabra para edificarnos. He gave us the church to build us up. Nos dio la iglesia para edificarnos. Every time the doors are open, the food's served. Cada vez que la puerta está abierta, la comida está puesta. Eat. Comes. Grow. From milk to food. Creces de leche a comida sólido. Watch your life flourish. Ves tu vida produce fruto. Watch yourself get ready for that trumpet. Ves tu vida está listo por esta trompeta. The key is the Scriptures. La clave es las Escrituras. Taking up every day and reading, tomando todo lo que es, leyendo and saying, I want Christ. Yo quiero Cristo. Psalm 42, Psalm 42 says, the deer pants for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Como becerro. Brahma, a través de las aguas, dame mi alma para ti. You can't lay on your couch and hope to grow. No puedes acostar en tu sillón y esperar que creces. You've got to run. Tienes que correr. You've got to take up and read. Tienes que tomar leer. You've got to give yourself to the work of the Holy Spirit. Tienes que entregarte a la obra del Espíritu Santo. Pray continually. Oras continuamente. Attend. Asistir. Take advantage of the means given to you. Tomas ventaja de los medios dado a ti. So on that day, en ese día, the trumpet sounds and we're dressed. Esta trompeta suena y estamos vestidos. As a wife for her husband. Como una esposa para su marido. Let's pray, oramos. Señor, gracias por los medios que has dejado a la iglesia. Gracias que en tu sabiduría, bondad, poder, has preservado la palabra para que crecemos, para que entregamos nuestras vidas, para que seamos edificados. Dios, protéjanos de gastar nuestras vidas en lo que no importa. De gastar nuestras vidas en lo que no vale. Y ayudarnos a poner nuestra mirada en Cristo y no mirar atrás. En nombre de Cristo Jesús oramos. Amén.